Now, when you meet somebody, say on the street, an intimate friend, a real good friend, what would be the first thing you'd say to them? How would you ask them about their health? What would you say when you first met somebody?
How are you getting along? Are you staying in good health or not?
What would you say to maybe to a stranger?
I don't know what I'd say to a stranger. Now, I don't
when
know.
When he was introduced, they might. What would you say to him? How do you do?
Well, how do you do? I'm glad to know you. I'm glad.
And if you had somebody who's been visiting, if you really enjoyed their visit, what would you say to him if you wanted to come back? You might say.
Well, I'd tell him I sure enjoyed your visit with me. And just as soon as you can, I'd like for you to make another return visit. Stay with me a moment.
And on December 25th, what's the first thing you say to somebody when you see them in the morning? You might say,
Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve, Christmas gift, Christmas Eve gift. Whatever it is, what you gonna give me? That's the old saying, I guess.
Well, what about on New Year's? What would you say to somebody?
New Year's gift.
Is there anything that you might say besides thank you, say by way of appreciation, besides thank you might say?
Well, I appreciate what you give me or anything like that, or besides saying thank you. Yeah.
You ever say you're much obliged?
Yeah, I'm sure much obliged to you, but I didn't think of it like that.
You might say, I might tell you what, well, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
Say you made a purchase, the storekeeper, he took a piece of paper and did what to the purchase? You're buying your wife a present, he took a piece of paper and did what with the present?
Well, he wrapped it, gift wrapped.
So when you got home, your wife had to do what she had to do?
She'd have to take it apart to get in,
And if a man, say he sells something for less than he paid, he's selling out what? You say he's selling out?
A profit or?
Well, just opposite. Yeah, he was
a loss.
Yes, sir. And you admire something, but you don't have enough money to buy it. You say, I like it, but I can't buy it.
I can't buy it because I've only got so much money. I said that last time. I'd like to have it, but I can't invest that much in it right now.
Well, when it's time to say to pay the bill, you say the bill is what? The bill is?
It's due.
Or if you are a member of a club, you have to pay your what? You have to pay.
I have to pay my dues to the club, I guess.
And if you don't have any money, you might go to the bank and try to do what?
Borrow money.
And the banker might say, "Well, I'd like to loan you some, but I can't because money is what." It's
scarce. I've heard them say that to me a lot.
When you used to go swimming, did you ever do any diving or anything like that?
Yes.
Remember the first time you ever learned how to do that?
No, sir. No, sir, I can't even tell you when neither one of my young'uns can tell you when they learn how to swim. They don't know, they're too young.
You might see it, somebody out there swimming, you might say he ran down the diving board and did what?
He don't walk with a diving board, or a high dive, or what? He sure made a pretty dive.
You have a name for a kind of dive where you hit flat on your stomach, flat on your belly.
Belly buster.
Belly buster.
Oh, man.
But what do you call a thing kids do sometimes? He'll put his hands down on the ground and roll over like that.
Somerset?
Do you have any name in some parts of the country if you buy, maybe when you pay up your bill, if you have a standing bill and you pay it up, they'll give you kind of a bonus gift. Do you have any special name for that? The kind of bonus gift they might give you?
Well, yes and no. I've had a lot of that to happen all right now. But all I know is they want to give you a gift. Is all I know, just a present for something. I don't want you to call it for being a good customer.
You've heard the term a lanyard for that?
No. I didn't take it that way.